This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. I'd sure like to share with you today, dear listeners, an important thought about how you might consider going hiking and getting out in the wild. And it's not about whether it's a long hike or a short hike. It's about who you go with. And I suggest that there should be times where you go with yourself and leave the rest of humanity behind. From my little cabin up there on Seven Mile Creek, I have about 7 routes that I tend to take off on in the morning, almost every day, with Augie the big dog. And at some point, Augie knows where my turnarounds are, generally speaking, and he gets back to the cabin way before I do, and I get a good amount of time of hiking by myself. And when I say hiking, maybe rambling would be a better word, or strolling, because I'm not goal-oriented in my hike. In fact, there are times I leave my typical routes and I wander through the brush, through the trees, where there is no trail, picking my way from clearing to clearing, taking my time to listen, looking under the manzanita. Oh, last week I discovered an elk antler that way. Oh, this must have been a big bull, because the button at the end was as big as the lid on a jelly jar. This was a big old elk. And he had been fussing with somebody because the smaller tines had been broken off and only the larger portion of the antler had remained. You don't run into that stuff just on the trail. And when you're busy having a conversation with your hiking partners, your attention is often diverted from the details around you. So that's my thought for you today, dear listener. Get off, away from everybody else. Even off trail a bit, if you're comfortable doing that and know your area well. Listening also, you're going to hear things you might not usually. It's autumn, and there's a lot of activity as wildlife is preparing for winter. Everybody, the snakes, the birds, they're all getting ready. We can get ready too by having a peaceful state of mind and ready for the meditative season. So looking forward to not seeing you as I ramble through the forest by my lonesome. This has been Southwestern Trails.